My huge inventory fast. Soda, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Soda's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
The biggest threat to law enforcement isn't criminals. It's drivers who fail to move over. If you see flashing lights on the roadside, safely move over. Drive safe, Alabama. Sponsored by Aldott Aliyah, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon. Then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start, patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day, high around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
This world just keeps on getting crazier every day.
Ain't that the truth? And now, from the plush, dimly lit Blue Water Broadcasting Studios, high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Maybe we should change that to the capital of nightmares. It's time for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it might possibly implicate. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for Clearing the Air. Now, I am your intrepid host, a man really struggling to deal with a mind and body infested with the progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called Morgellons disease. My name is Terry Adams, and 5G is killing me. But welcome to tonight's program. Now, in the Blue Water studio with yours truly, as always, is young Jason Johnson. Say hello to the people, Jason Johnson.
Hello to the people, Jason Johnson.
Well done. And, of course, without much further ado, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge, the incomparable Postman.
Good to be here, Terry.
It is good
Jason.
To be here. It is good to be here. Oh, you spoke to Jason. That was new.
Hello.
Here's the part y'all all need to remember now. This is very important, so listen to me. Quit fidgeting and listen. Very important. Do not believe a single word you hear on this program, because you've got to learn to do your own investigating and come to your own conclusions about what's really happening in this crazy world of ours. Remember, something given to you is never as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain for yourself. I got three words for you. Chemtrails, chemtrails, chemtrails. There were a dozen in the air when I left the house just a little while ago. There were probably twice as many in the air this morning. Every day they have been spraying us, folks. That should concern you. Now, if you're one of the non-believers, I pity you. I really do. Because you're never going to catch up to what's going on in this world. Not to mention outside of this world. I know people that I've shown things to, stuff as close to absolute proof as you can get, and they still refuse to believe that our government, that their government, would ever do anything to harm their own citizens. The non-election of Hillary Clinton and the WikiLeaks exposure of the so-called deep state, that should have shown all the American people the idea that they would never do anything to harm us is in fact a fairy tale. The only reason they tolerate our existence is because of our labor potential and the money they make off of us. That's it. As I have said so many times on this program, the reason they prefer to sicken us instead of outright kill us is because they want to get every single cent out of our checking and our banking accounts.
Yeah, I was going to say you missed that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what they want.
That's it.
I know most of you do not believe me when I detail to you this insidious bioweapon that I'm suffering from. They call it Morgellons. But I'm here to tell you that you're the only audience in the world, as far as I know, that has the ability to listen to a radio host that's also a pathogen host of a progressive DNA-changing bioweapon. What that means is every week you get to listen to me and see if you can notice any difference in my diction, in my grammar, or in my behavior, or as much as you can through the airways. I hope you understand what I just said. I'm suffering terribly, and I'm sure it's coming across to you. I also hope you understand that 5G is a weapons system. The big change from 4 to 5G now allows them to target specific individuals. Think about radar guns. You know, the old pulse radar units, it's kind of like firing a shotgun. It fired a very wide swath of energy, and it's kind of up to the officer to decide which car he hit and who's going to get the ticket. Whereas laser is like firing a sniper rifle. You aim at a specific half-dollar size spot on the vehicle whose speed you wish to check, and you pull the trigger. That's how laser works. 5G is the same way. Very specific. And speaking of weapons, in particular bioweapons, we now have the latest threat to our world, the Chinese corona, or whatever they call it, virus. Well, if you go to Clear in the Air's Facebook page, and much to the chagrin of Facebook management, we posted the patent for that very virus, which was listed, 5 years ago? Yeah, they created this in a lab. You see, just like what they're calling Morgellons, these things are intentionally created, they're intentionally released, and they're intentionally plastered all across the totally corrupt and treasonous mainstream news because they have to keep us afraid. They have to keep us in fear, because a populace that's steadily afraid or in fear is a lot easier to manipulate. That's how it works, folks. That's what they've been doing. That's what they're going to continue to do until we stop them. I hope you understand that. I pray that you understand that. Oh, there was something else I wanted to talk about. See if I can find it. There's some good stuff. By the way, I started putting my videos on Natural News' site. He's hosting videos now. It's called Bright, B-R-I-T, the word bright with E-O-N on the end of it, .com. Pretty cool. According to Mike Adams, now listen to this. This is very important. They've learned that there's secret court orders hidden inside sealed terminated court cases, which are being laundered through the federal bankruptcy courts that have nothing to do with bankruptcies. This way, they keep them from public view, and they're all assigned a secret code that indicates their real purpose: to disrupt and sabotage the independent media by ordering tech companies to remove websites, to de-platform channels, or disrupt independent media operators. This is why Dean Henderson's The Left Hook site has been totally removed by WordPress. Gone. It's the second time they've done this to him. They're starting to take down truther sites, folks, because they don't want you to know what people like Dean Henderson know. The secret court orders are packaged as, quote, temporary restraining orders demanding preliminary injunction actions to hosting companies. They're being shotgunned out to ensnare independent publishers who have nothing at all to do with the court cases under which the secret orders are being hidden. In effect, the vaccine deep state, as we call it, has hijacked and weaponized the federal courts to escalate censorship to a whole new level. This is unreal, folks. The purge has started. They're trying to eliminate every vestige of truth because you're not going to find it on mainstream media. They are totally corrupt and devoid of truth. They don't have a clue. Well, they do have a clue. They just don't want you to have a clue. The only truth you're going to find, and I don't care what Red Top says, is on the internet. But you got to look for it. You got to look. There's pearls of wisdom out there. You got to find them. And what Postman and Jason and I try to bring to you are the pearls that we found. Things that we believe with all our heart to be true. The truth. Because you've got to have the truth. You have to understand what's going on in this world. Speaking of that, Postman brought something to my attention just before we came on air. I'm going to let him talk about that when we get back from this first break. I'm just going to turn it over to him. But we always talk about energy, free energy. The fact that the biggest consortium, the biggest moneymaker on the planet is energy. They make trillions of dollars, and they don't want to let that go. The oils, all the stuff, the coal industry, all the industry that creates energy, they do not want to turn that over because it's made them billionaires, trillionaires. Well, the technology exists. Tesla told us this in the 20s. The technology exists to eliminate all that. Basically, for free energy, we can pull it out of a square foot of the air in front of you, wherever you are right now, has enough potential energy to run this planet for 100 years. It's called zero-point energy. It's being used on United States Navy vessels right now. Postman's going to explain that to you when we get back. If you're listening to Clearing the Air, I'm your host, Terry Adams. Thank you, Mr. Rick Peters, for allowing us to play in this radio world of yours for, well, 4 hours now every Saturday night. And I look forward to it. It's been a rough week for me, and I really look forward to doing this. This is my therapy. This is what's keeping me going, and I love it. And thank you so much, all you listeners, the callers. Thanks, everybody. And to those of you who tune in on Thursday nights when I'm on Health and Wealth, I got to tell you, I have a blast on there because there's four or five people in that studio who really are interested in what I have to say. They want to know what I know. And I got to tell you, that's a buzz. I love that. I love it when people actively want to get engaged and know the truth. I hope you're that way. Anyway, we'll be back in three very short minutes. Y'all come back with us.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Okay, folks, the new year is here, and I have to close out a great selection of really nice mattresses. The factories are discontinuing many of my most popular models, and I have to liquidate much of my huge inventory fast. Serta, Jameson, Sutherland, and other floor samples in fresh inventory are reduced. Twins, twin longs, fulls, queens, and kings are in stock, as well as beds, headboards, and adjustable bases. We sell frames and all-size foundations to replace those old squeaky ones in your child's room. All my diamond mattress floor samples must be replaced so you can save hundreds. I have many one-of-a-kind king mattresses to liquidate. Serta's from $319, a Jameson latex mat for $599, thick pillow tops from $449 while supplies last. Mr. Sandman has been voted the area's favorite mattress store for 20 years because we have great mattresses, always discounted, and more choices in stock. We have two locations on the Atlanta Highway with different selections, so shop both sides open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What we do is who we are. That's why the Alabama Department of Labor wants to help you find a job you love, no matter your education or experience. So ask yourself, who do you want to be? Sponsored by the ADOL, ACRI, ABA, and this station.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm going to play you something. Listen to this.
On December 7th, 1941, there were African Americans serving here on Battleship Row, but all of them were below decks. One of those dedicated sailors was Messman Doris Dory Miller of Waco, Texas. Messman Miller had just finished serving breakfast on board the battleship West Virginia when torpedoes began to fall, when an explosion prevented him from reaching his battle station as an ammunition passer. Miller was ordered to the ship's damaged and blazing bridge. There, he helped carry the ship's captain to greater safety. Then, he took charge of a Browning 50 caliber machine gun, a gun that he had not been trained to use, simply because of the color of his skin. On the burning and heavily listing starboard deck, he loaded the weapon and shot back at the attacking airplanes until his ammunition ran out. Along several officers and enlisted men, Miller fought fires on the bridge, protecting the captain until he was pronounced dead. Then he traversed hand over hand to the ship's deck, where he saved the lives of many sailors by pulling them from the burning water. When the order came to abandon ship, he stayed behind to help, and he helped. Messman Miller was one of the last 3 sailors to leave the West Virginia that fateful morning. For his actions, Doris Miller was awarded the Navy Cross, the first African American to be so decorated. Dory Miller stood for everything that is good about our nation. His story deserves to be remembered and repeated wherever our people continue to stand the watch today. He is not just the story of one sailor. It is the story of our Navy, of our nation, and our ongoing struggle to form, in the words of our Constitution, a more perfect union. That is why it's my honor today to announce formally that our next forward air class carrier, CVN 81, will be named the USS Doris Miller.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is. It's absolutely incredible.
It's like I was telling you, Postman, if I was a black man and they told me that really all you're good for is serving food or cleaning up in the kitchen, we're not going to let you, you know, fight for your country, it would be very hard for me to do what he did. That requires a special individual.
Yes, it really does. Yes, it did.
I couldn't have done it.
And evidently he was a special individual.
Yeah.
And the way he acquired the name Doris, is spelled just like a female's name. You know,
why did they name him?
Because his parents wanted a girl. They were expecting a girl. They wanted a girl, but it ended up being a boy. And he's usually
the other way around.
Yeah, he's just looking at a picture of him. He's a man's man. I mean, yeah. He is. He's is
stout.
Something. Yeah, he is. And I've got something pulled up here on the internet. It says Admiral Chester Nimitz awards the Navy Cross Medal to mess attendant second class Doris Miller for his actions aboard the battleship USS West Virginia, mm-hmm. BB-48, during December 7, 1941, Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Right.
The award was presented to Miller aboard the aircraft or the aircraft carrier. But what I wanted to focus on, there's two things I want to focus on here, mm-hmm. was the fact that Doris Miller was what he was at the time back in 1941, and he actually rose to the occasion. And I was talking to Terry about fear, how a great amount of fear can soon turn into a mountain of courage. And that's what he expressed that
that's
day.
That's an example of it.
Yes, it is. And there's no telling how many lives he saved, you know, just from his actions.
Yeah.
And the class of aircraft carrier that they're about to name for him, mm-hmm. is the new class. It's the Gerald Ford class of aircraft carrier. And these carriers are usually named after dead presidents.
True.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, that's something, you know, for...
That is amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's overdue.
Well, postmen, usually they use steam catapults, which, as I understand, to launch the jet aircraft, and they're supposedly will go 0 to 200 in like 2 seconds. What are they using? Are they using something new on these carriers?
Yes. On this, that's the other thing I wanted to mention.
I'm sorry, I jumped on it.
No. That's fine. That's fine. On this class of carrier, the old class or the Nimitz class mm-hmm. carrier that they used earlier, they had a steam catapult.
That's right.
And I mean they could launch a 30-ton aircraft about 65 to 70 miles an hour, and get it up to speed enough, you know, so the wings can generate lift. No, and that's with full afterburners.
That's right. They turn into the wind.
Right. They turn into the wind and get full afterburners.
That's right.
But now, it's not necessary, you know, for them to actually use that because on this new class carrier, this is a nuclear powered aircraft carrier.
Mm-hmm.
This these things are so big, and this one
is this bigger than what we're used to? You know,
yes, it is. It's actually taller and longer, and they're somewhere in the range of a quarter mile long.
Golly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Somewhere
that's huge.
Somewhere in that range. It's like 1,100-1,200 feet, you know, and it has a keel. This is the amount of the ship that's under the water.
Mm-hmm.
It's somewhere around 250 to 300 feet.
In the water?
Yes, in the water.
Oh, my God.
And it displaces, if I'm not mistaken, I think it displaces, I want to say 900 and some odd thousand tons. And that's how much water it'll move.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that launching system that they have for those aircraft,
mm-hmm.
it's not steam. It's not a steam catapult.
It's an electromagnetic aircraft launch
right.
system, EMALS.
Right, and the actual distance that the plane is being launched in is shorter using that device, and this device, it somewhat negates gravity. As the plane is activated, as the plane goes down the runway, and that helps the plane become airborne, and that's the first step, or that is a type of 0-point energy that they're using to actually launch these aircraft with. I mean, can you imagine they're actually using this to launch aircraft with?
So it's China.
Yeah.
Just reading that's
right.
unreal.
Yeah, it is. It's unreal. Yeah,
it uses what's called a cycloconverter. uses disc alternating disc with stored energy. That's amazing.
Yeah,
stuff we've been talking about.
It's the same principle that UFOs use, folks.
Yep.
Or I shouldn't say their name. It's the same principle that space vessels use.
Wow.
That's the exact same principle.
It weighs less, occupies less space, requires less maintenance and manpower. It's more reliable, recharges quicker, and uses less energy.
Right.
How can you beat that? That is unreal, folks.
And that is a physical testament to what I've been talking about. And they're actually using it real time.
That's unreal. Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that proves something. I'm just blown away by the size. That's unreal. Wow. But I can't think of a more deserving person. If you've seen the movie Tora, 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 you remember the scene where it shows a black ensign or whatever, a black soldier, black naval guy in his white dress uniform. I think he's wounded and he has something wrapped around his arm, but he's manning a 50 cal. That was him. That was depicting what he really did. I had no idea that was real. That was true.
Yes, that's cool. Yeah, that is a real person. And he actually was killed in action, and he was aboard a vessel. Yeah, he was aboard a vessel, and the vessel got hit by a Japanese torpedo. And I think he was aboard a I want to say it was a I can't remember exactly, but it might have been a frigate that he was on.
Yeah,
and it's got hit by a torpedo and it sank, and he was never recovered. Nor was the crew never recovered off of that vessel.
But after the show last week, we were talking a little bit about World War II. I've been listening to a lot of Pacific theater stuff because that's something I've never really gotten into. I've always loved the European theater of World War II. But there's so many weird things that happened in the Pacific theater. For example, right before the Battle of Midway, 30 were shot down. A whole squadron of Japanese Zeros attempted to land on one of our carriers, thinking it was one of theirs. And they shot down 30 of them before they realized, "Oops, not our ship." It's amazing. Okay. And if the Japanese had realized we had broken their code, they possibly could have won the war. You know, they didn't know that we had broken their code, and we were decoding everything that we knew they were coming. Actually, we knew they were coming to Pearl Harbor, but we knew about Midway. We knew everything. We were reading their messages. So unreal.
Yeah. Same thing. If Germany would have got the ME-262 ready in 1942, man,
yep,
it would have been over with.
Well, if they had just followed, was it Dönitz? Who was the submarine guy? Was it Dönitz?
That sounds about right, yes.
Yeah, he was asking Hitler for 300 new U-boats, and if Hitler had done that, they probably would have won the war before it ever really got started.
Yeah.
Because they would have had domination over the Atlantic Ocean, you know?
Yeah,
the U-boats were wreaking havoc.
Because they had all of Europe wrapped up except England.
Yep. And our president illegally and unconstitutionally sent them help. And as it turns out, it worked.
You know, I have so many Pacific stories about aircraft. I could take up a half program with.
It's cool. I love reading the P-38. You know, that's really where it shone, was in the Pacific Theater. But anyway, we'll get into all that when we get back. This is Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. I am an egomaniac with an inferiority complex. If you know what that means, you know what it means. If you don't, you won't. We'll be back, folks, in, five long, very agonizing minutes.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. No long-term commitment in helping you fulfill that New Year's resolution. Start your New Year's off right at Metro Fitness. Offer good through January the 31st. Don't wait. MetroFitness.com.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have outdoor plans today, much of today will be dry. The best risk of showers holds off till tonight. Mild today with a high in the upper 50s. Not bad in late January. An isolated shower possible by late afternoon, then showers likely tonight. Overnight low temperature 45. Tomorrow, a cloudy start, patchy drizzle in the morning. Otherwise, a mostly dry day, high around 60. We'll be in the low 60s Tuesday as the sun returns. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Back to the program. Yes, we're taking care of business every day, and well, not every day, but on Saturdays we're taking care of business. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. A friend of mine sent me a link. It's a pretty disturbing story. It's about a little girl when they found out she had been molested by her mother's boyfriend. She was 9, so I don't know when this actually took place. I guess when she was 6 or 7. But here's the quote from the grandmother. "There was never any sign at all of any kind of child molestation. The Dion," that was the boyfriend's name that did the molesting, The Dion I knew at that time, he was stealing cars and stuff like that, but he never ever gave any impression that he would touch a child. He was the perfect man. That's scary to me, that somebody would call someone the perfect man when he steals cars and does other stuff. But
yeah, that wasn't the only thing he was stealing, was it?
Yeah, you got that right. He stole her innocence, but hopefully she had her day in court. I didn't read the rest of the story. It was too disturbing, and I don't like that stuff.
If you read posts on Montgomery City Watch,
yeah,
you'll see a lot of people defending thieves on there. And you automatically assume that, you know, they're probably defending their own kids or their boyfriends, or it's usually women that are doing it, saying, y'all don't need to be using violence against thieves. Let the police deal with it. Of course, the police don't deal with it.
No, they don't. Not anymore.
If they even do catch them, they release them.
If it's not a violent crime, they don't go to jail these days.
Yeah, I know. It's ridiculous. They can steal thousands and thousands of dollars worth of stuff from you and hit whole neighborhoods, breaking in cars, busting out windows, and there's really no recourse.
Well, Jason, to me, that's the problem. There's no repercussions for their actions, so what? They're not afraid to do it.
Well, they might do something about it if people started, you know...
Vigilante.
Yeah, vigilante.
That's what it's going to take, I'm afraid. And I hate to say that.
I mean, they do have stand your ground laws. If somebody's busting your window open and you catch them and
the castle law,
and you feel threatened,
defending your home.
Yeah.
Well, that's the key, is I feared for my life. That's the phrase you've got to know.
I know these young thugs, they scare the crap out of me. I'm very afraid of them.
You should be. I should be. Yeah.
So,
well, let me change gears a little bit here, figuratively speaking. In our own lifetimes, we've each seen memory-holding, cover-ups, revisionism, propaganda deployed all around historic events, both recent and distant. To restate a hackneyed phrase that I use a lot, history is written by the victor. I think Napoleon said that as well. Well, in this age of censorship, algorithmic filtering, and, of course, quote, national security, knowing history becomes a battle space. In the very real sense, we are our personal and cultural memories, and the knowledge we operate with today will affect our future. So it's hard to overstate the importance of knowing history. This is why the burning of the Library of Alexandria 2,000 years ago ranks among the most worst crimes ever committed against humanity. See, folks, let me interject here. In that library was the history of this planet. Everything we knew up to that point was housed in that library that Alexander the Great had built. And it was burned, destroyed. That's why now we gotta kind of have to guess. You know, we have a few people out there who are researchers who go to these different digs and finds, and they have their theories. But we knew. We had it all written down, and it was destroyed. Now, it's widely, back to the article, it's widely believed that the losses of scientific research, including that of physics and medicine, as well as the losses of cultural and historical knowledge and documentation, set back the progress of human civilization by at least 1,000 years. There's far more that we don't know about the burning of the library and its impacts than we do know. As I told you, Alexandria was founded by Alexander the Great, and he was great. He conquered the whole known world by the age of 30. And it thrived during the Hellenistic period of the Greek Empire. That's between 300 BC, 30 AD. The extent to which the library went to gather information and historical and cultural documentation from all over the world is fascinating. They wanted everything. Babylonian texts, Hebrew, Turkish, anything and everything they could find. Ships that came into harbor were required to hand over the books they had, as well as any documents and blueprints of other ships or any kind of technology. The library would keep the originals and have professional scribes make an exact copy that they would give back to the owner of the ship. Now, according to legend, the earliest Greek translation of the Old Testament was written in the city of Alexandria, which many speculate was written at the university-like campus at the actual library. Examples of the intellectual horsepower at the Library of Alexandria include Hipparchus, the astronomer and the founder of trigonometry, credited with discovering the precession of the equinoxes, with making the first map of star constellations, and with establishing the various brightness levels of the stars.
Hippocrates.
It's H-I-P-P-A-R-C-H-U-S. So it's like Hippocrates, Hippocaris, or I don't know how you say it.
Hippocaris.
It may be misspelled in the...
It may be.
Yeah.
Euclid, E-U-C-L-I-D, the most famous teacher of mathematics and the founder of systemized geometry. Dionysius Thrax, an early linguist who defined various parts of speech like nouns, verbs, pronouns, prepositions. I wonder if he handled the dangling participle.
That came later.
Probably. I knew these words were going to kill me. Eratosthenes. Thank you. Identified that the Earth rotated around the sun. He did that 1,800 years before Copernicus, folks. He's also credited as the first person to find the circumference of the Earth. He estimated it within 200 miles. That's how close he got. Doing this by observing shadows in Alexandria compared to those in the south of Egypt.
Yeah, you can triangulate with the precession of the sun and what angle you are on the planet.
Well, he did that.
And you can do it with mathematics.
Well, Harold Phileas, I think I got that one right, known as the father of anatomy, established the first known medical school within the Library of Alexandria, and he identified the brain as the center of thought, not the heart, as previously believed for thousands of years. Heron, what?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Sorry to cut you out. But that's migrating back toward the heart now.
It is. That's
because
what
we found out, yes.
It's funny you say that. I was about to say I'm not so sure about that.
Yeah, it's the heart. That's the thinking center, pretty much.
And I think the stomach and the digestive system has a bigger part to play in everything than they've ever believed as well.
It's a regulator.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it actually harmonizes everything, because if your stomach upset, everything's upset.
You got that right.
Yeah.
We got Heron of Alexandria, the mathematician, is believed to have created the very first working model of a steam engine. This is 2,000 years before James Watt's patented one. It's generally thought that the Roman Emperor Julius Caesar ordered the burning of the library in the year 48 BC. Now, where it gets interesting is the speculation that not all of the books were lost, and that some important works may still be stashed. Guess where? Guess where?
The Vatican.
You got it. In the Vatican, where the Pope lives. Where the Pope lives there at the Vatican. You know, that big place where the Pope, you know, the one that's telling us we need to be taking in all these people, yet he lives in probably the most secure bordered area in the world.
You know, the one that's protecting all those pedophiles?
Hypocrite.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Draco contract.
Yeah. Well, the ones that helped the Nazis escape from, you know, we could spend an hour, 2 hours talking about everything that the Roman Catholic Church did that's evil, but no point. But anyway, I didn't know if everyone knew about the Library of Alexandria. It's fascinating, and I kind of wish we still had that stuff. You know, Alexander was a brilliant, brilliant man. He's one of my favorite people to read about in history. He was a smart, pretty smart dude. If you look at who he learned from, yeah, that's why he was so smart. But I would think that he was smart enough to know that you don't need to just have this stuff sitting in this one location. I would almost be willing to bet he had stuff stashed somewhere else as backups.
I would imagine there's a library that's
somewhere
untouched
else.
Somewhere.
There's a backup somewhere. Because if he had scribes copying all this stuff, he had scribes making copies all the time, and they were stashing this somewhere else. Because he had to have known, you know, if this place goes up, we're going to lose everything.
Yeah.
And he's smart. He would have known that. So I bet you. Then again, maybe the Vatican found that too. Who knows? I don't know. Anyway, it's fascinating stuff. We got to hit a 3-minute break. This is Clearing the Air, and I'm your host, Terry Adams, Negomaniac with an Inferiority Complex, and young Jason Johnson sitting in with us tonight, as well as the incomparable postman, the Dean of the College of Celestial Knowledge. We will all three of us, ours the four, it's just three, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 3 minutes, three people. It works.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
As a longtime caterer in the area, I've learned a few tricks. One of my trade secrets is shopping at U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner. No membership fees, and it's open to the public. You might be surprised to learn they carry a variety of commercial cooking supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. U.S. Foods Market Store is a go-to if you have a professional kitchen or are planning a party or event.
Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant-issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, everybody, this is Dr. Sam, and you know, for years, close to 40 years now, Woodham's Southside Firestone has been servicing my car. It doesn't matter what happens to them, Woodham Southside Firestone just does it right the first time. Whether it's tires, they have a great selection of Firestone tires and all kind of tires, all brand names. Whether it's an oil change, check the fluids, the wiper blades, anything from the bottom of the tires to the top of the roof, Woodham Southside Firestone has you covered, and I can't think of a better place to go in 2020 than at Woodham Southside Firestone. By the way, they're going to be giving their employees off on Saturdays, so they'll be closed on Saturdays. But you know what? They need time with their families, too. Woodham Southside Firestone. They're located 1/2 mile south of the Southern Bypass on the Troy Highway. Woodham Southside Firestone. You can count on them every time. Woodham Southside Firestone. Use them today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to the program. Now, how many of you listeners understand what the powers that shouldn't be are doing to prevent the world's population from understanding what's really, truly going on? You know, when I woke up in 2009, I started researching things that I really had no idea about. But the one constant in all the strange things I found was that they all began, it seemed, in the early 80s. Now, ask yourself, what's up with the early 80s? Why that time frame? The 80s were unremarkable as an American era. The music was oversynthesized. Disco was unfortunately still around in the early parts of the decade. People were watching Dallas, the Dukes of Hazzard, the Love Boat, and the Jeffersons. U.S. auto sales were in a slump that began back in the late 70s because the UAW was on strike. Reagan eliminated, thank God, the automatic driver restraint system law, and John DeLorean beat a cocaine trafficking charge that he had used to fund a mediocre, underpowered stainless steel car with really cool doors. Something else happened in the early 80s, and only those who paid close attention to the major newspapers of that time knew about it. The space probe Voyager, on its way out into deep space on the edge of our solar system, sent back images right from the edge of the Milky Way, images that showed a large mini-system of planets coming inbound. They had found Planet X. It made the front page of various newspapers around the world, and just as suddenly it went away, and nobody knew anything. While the public sector blew it off as sensationalism, the military and our intelligence agencies immediately constructed a large infrared telescope at the South Pole, while the construction of numerous deep underground military bases began 24/7. So what's going on? The infrared telescope was positioned at the end of the planet because Voyager showed them that this cluster of planets would come from that very direction. See, they wanted to be able to track its progress as it approached Earth. Apparently, the havoc they knew it's going to wreak on the surface of our world is so substantial that the powers that shouldn't be wanted to ensure that they would be protected as they waited it out in their underground cities. So despite their using our tax dollars to build their modern state-of-the-art fallout shelter cities, the average citizen still has no idea that any of this is happening. So 24/7, they're building underground facilities, and they did other things too, like spraying the skies with chemicals to accomplish several nefarious goals, one of which was to prevent us from looking skyward and seeing what they knew was coming since 1982. Oh, and because these chemicals create such a haze in the atmosphere, they changed the air clarity specifications. See, there's a standard that pilots use to measure how clear the skies are. So they changed it. So what used to be deemed hazy is now considered clear. Imagine that. A clever, albeit somewhat evil, way to hide what they're really doing. Oh, and because the inbound celestial objects, that's plural, more than one, will cause massive earthquakes and other seismic anomalies, they changed the Richter scale too. You know, the scale that measures the strength of earthquakes. So it used to be what we would consider severe, say a 6, is now more like a 4. So when people hear about it or read about it, it just doesn't sound as bad. Now, I'm sure there's a whole bunch more examples I haven't found yet, but I want to tell you about another change that was just made for an altogether different and, I believe, more terrifying reason. As all of you know, I have what's been called Morgellons. Every trip I've made to the doctor in the past decade, my temperature has been in the 97s. In other words, low compared to the 98.7 Fahrenheit average that's long been the standard. Now I learned that they've recently changed that too. No longer is 98.6 or 98.7 standard. Suddenly it's in the 97s now. Now, if we look at what we already know that they've changed and especially why they changed it, how hard is it to believe that they're changing this? Because as more and more people wake up and realize that they've contracted this bioweapon, that their temperatures will also be low, that this will keep them from thinking something's wrong or knowing something's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? By changing the temperature, they're essentially normalizing something that is far from normal. They are essentially preventing the victims from knowing that something's wrong. And you tell me you don't think our government would do anything to hurt us? Do you really believe that? What blows me away is after the non-election of Hillary Clinton and everything we've learned, thank you, WikiLeaks, everything we've learned that they've done and are doing, you still don't believe they would do anything to hurt us? Wake up, folks. If we don't wake up soon, we're going to lose America. They've already got it. Trump's our only chance to get it back, but if we don't do something, we're going to lose it permanently. I hope you understand that. The two people sitting in here with me, they understand it. I hope you understand it. You've got to stop believing what they tell you. Stop watching the mainstream media because they're lying to you. Remember what I've told you. Anytime the left gets on there and says something, if you turn it 180 degrees, you'll get the truth. Excuse me. This is very similar to reverse speech and color inversion. Because, see, that's what Luciferian initiates are taught. Because these people, the left, the deep state, they're Luciferian psychopaths. That's what they are. Gentlemen, thoughts?
Yeah, totally. Fake news. I've noticed when I'm watching the news now, of course I hadn't done it in so long, these liberal media channels and even reading articles from liberal newspapers.
Yeah.
It reads more like satire.
It is.
It is so fake.
It's freaking theater.
Yeah, and it is so biased. And they keep repeating the same things over again, trying to beat it into your head.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, listen to this. This is what, of all people, Alec Baldwin, this is what he said about Donald Trump and Donald Trump supporters. The desecration of those ideals and the near moral collapse of the country falls squarely in the lap of Trump supporters, as opposed to Trump himself, who is merely what psychology labels the objective negative function. This Saturday Night Live star continued, like fire, floods, and earthquakes, it destroys and only destroys by its very nature without prejudice. Tell me he didn't just describe the deep state. Tell me he didn't just describe what he himself is part of. See, they flip everything around. It's called projection. They accuse us of what they themselves are doing every freaking time.
Yeah, they're trying to impeach Trump.
For what?
For exposing
what's his name did?
Corruption by Biden's son.
Biden's bragged about doing it. Was he on trial? Of course not.
Yeah. And they're saying, but because he's going after a candidate for the Democratic Party, and that's trying to tamper with the election.
And what's the difference? They're going after the president.
Yeah. And what's the difference of them using Ukraine to usurp his election?
Yep.
With the whole Russian collusion thing that they had and the Steele dossier that came out of Ukraine.
Yeah.
It's so...
The scary thing, guys, the thing that really should scare all of us, that, well, the thing that we should be the most aware of is not that evil people are doing evil things. They've always done that. We've always had people trying to jump the border. We've always had people trying to burn flags. We've always had people trying to riot and do things. The difference is now there's no repercussions. There's no one stopping them. The powers that shouldn't be, the ones who are tasked with stopping this or at least arresting these people and prosecuting them, they're not doing their jobs.
Yeah,
the government is the problem. They're not stopping this from happening. It's always happened, but we've stopped it before it got to this point. They're not stopping it anymore. I hope you get that.
It scares because it's so blatantly open and obvious. And there's so much evidence that's already out there that most of these people should have been locked up.
A long time ago.
And yet, yeah, nothing's been done about it. Instead, they're going after stupid stuff like trying to impeach the president.
Yeah, that, or if you're a baker and you refuse to make a cake for two guys who want to get married because you believe it's not biblical and it's an abomination before God, which it is, you're the one that gets sued. Or if you're the guy who tapes Planned Parenthood talking about selling the parts of aborted children, which is illegal, you're the one that winds up in court. You're the one who goes to jail, not Planned Parenthood. Everything's backwards.
Yep.
Everything. You know, I remember many, many years ago, I forget the exact year of the election. It might have been when Reagan was running, but Pat Buchanan, of course, they call him a neo-Nazi. He's not, because he's ultra-conservative. They asked Pat Buchanan on one of the shows, what are you going to do, what laws are you going to try to pass about illegal immigration? Buchanan looked at him, he goes, what? They said, what are you going to, he said, the laws are there, I'm going to enforce them.
Force them.
That's it. The laws are there. Enforce them.
Yes.
Why are they not being enforced? Because elements within our own government are corrupt and treasonous. Because they care more about their one world government, they care more about their new world order than they do about America. And that's the God's honest truth, folks.
Yes, there's laws against pedophilia.
They don't, but they're above the laws.
There's laws against insider trading. There's laws against, election fraud. There's laws against all the stuff that they're doing. And yet they are just skating by unscathed.
Well, I guess when you're at the top of the totem pole, I mean, you can actually.
Yeah, I mean, we've got the perfect man in the position, and yet then we have Sessions who's sitting there with all the power in the world to indict these people and bring them to trial. We've got all these new judges appointed that
compromised.
Yeah, and now you got another one, of course. Barr, who is obviously deep state because he has done absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
what has he done?
Time.
He has done
big
zero.
Time deep state. We said that years
ago. They keep I guess they keep telling Trump, "Oh, just wait, just be patient. We're gonna do these indictments, but we got to get a little bit more on the first." Well, how much more do you need?
Yep.
Oh,
I
my
agree.
Goodness.
How many more children have to be molested? How many children have to be sold?
They're
going to
try
abused?
To drag it out for another 4 years. Tell them, just be patient. Just right before the
country can't last that long.
The next election, then we'll serve it. Nah, man. Barr was from way back with
Trump.
Bush. You know, and he knew about Bush. Remember talking about the 80s earlier.
Yep.
That's another thing that came up in the papers back then, barely mentioned, and everybody forgot about it.
Oh, the prostitutes being taken to the White House?
Not just the prostitutes being taken to the White House, but the orphans being taken to the White House.
Oh, that's right. Yep, yep,
yeah.
Conspiracy of Silence or something was the name of it.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. When Ronald Reagan gave George Bush power, that really is when this whole thing started getting really, really bad. George Bush is freaking evil.
George Bush was deep state.
Big
infiltration of a really good president.